I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we sat down with Tom West. He's with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame, which is located in Ishpeming. And the latest class of inductees to the Hall of Fame are in town this weekend. We found out more about who's coming and what's going on with Tom West.
It's a large class, and yet it is an incredible class, ranging from one of the founders of the Professional Ski Instructors of America, mm-hmm. a very, very important achievement by that person to have been involved in, to a man who, his name's Joe Cushing, he will be here. He was designed 150 ski areas across the country.
Really?
He's the guy who designs the runs that you ski on.
Really?
And one area that he worked on in particularly and really devoted most of his career to is Deer Valley Resort in Utah, which is very, very, you know, some people say is the best resort to go to. But amongst the athletes, we have Chris Davenport. He's coming in. He's going to be playing golf with us tomorrow at the Coy Hill Golf Outing. Chris is a big mountain skier. He has skied on Everest.
Jeez.
He skied all 54 of Colorado's 14,000-foot mountains in one year. He was the first person to do that ever. I mean, I could go on and on about him and talk about him for the next half hour. Christina Kosnick, who is our best women slalom skier through the late 1990s and the early 2000s, won numerous World Cup events, just a fabulous slalom skier, a lady raised in, grew up in Minnesota, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's a Midwest girl. She's really excited about being in the Hall of Fame and coming here.
You know, one of the things, Tom, with it is that you have a large class this year, but you were telling us before we went on the air that, they're all coming. I mean, sometimes I know you got people that have things going on, and this is really the key, is you want folks to know that there's an opportunity to come and meet these folks, spend some time with them, and welcome them to the area.
That's right. They'll all be here. Two were deceased, Kurt Chase and Robert Smith. Anybody who wears Smith goggles out in the ski slopes, he's the guy who designed them, but their families are coming. So we got a group of 25 flying in just to be part of this. The enshrinement starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Hall of Fame. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, give them the details.
Everybody's welcome. That'll be in the Hall of Fame. We have a reception afterwards. There's no charge for it. We've got sponsors who've looked after us. MBank is one of our big sponsors this year. And so if you want to come and meet and rub shoulders with some of the great, great skiers, Ross Powers, the first American snowboarder to win a gold medal at the Olympic Games for the United States.
You know, it's funny.
These are the people who are coming.
That's the thing. It's like we talk about this, and Tom West is with us this morning from the U.S. Ski Hall of Fame and Snowboard Hall of Fame. And this is it. These are the upper echelon folks in the sport of skiing, sport of snowboarding, and they're going to be here.
That's right. But there's one I've got to mention. Jeannie Thorin. She was born here in Marquette. She graduated from Northern Michigan University. In fact, last year they gave her their alumni award. She is the woman who went out and really helped grow and enhance women's skiing across the country. In fact, we call her the Johnny Appleseed of women's skiing. To her, you know, a woman's ski wasn't one that just painted pink. It was one that was adjusted and redesigned to adapt to a woman's physique, because a woman's center of gravity, for one thing, is different from a man's.
Certainly.
And she knew that could cause problems up in the ski hill from her own personal experience. So she started working on this, designed award-winning skis, conducted something like 70 women's ski clinics every year for 30 years across the country. There are women across the country. You mentioned Jeannie Thorin, and they regard her as their best friend. And
because of her innovations.
Because of her innovations,
so much better.
The things she's done and the commitment she's made. She is just one fireball person. Let me tell you, she's great.
What's happening tonight? And then you've got some other things
Tomorrow morning, if you can't make it tonight, attend the Kiwanis Welcome Breakfast at St. John's Church in downtown Ishpeming, in their community hall there. Only costs $5 to go to the breakfast. It helps support the Kiwanis Club, but it's another chance to meet the people. Then we've got the Coy Hill Golf Outing that afternoon. Seven members of the induction class are going to be playing golf, and they're all fired up about that. And the others will be traveling around exploring Marquette with some of our volunteers. And then we have a banquet tomorrow night at the Red Rocks Banquet Hall in Ishpeming. And well, we're just about sold. The golf outing is sold out. And I think we got one more table we could sell to the banquet if somebody wanted to come to that.
If they want to find out more, come tonight to the Ski Hall of Fame for the welcoming ceremonies at 7 o'clock, or give you a call. What's the number?
485-6323.
That's the comments of Tom West with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.